Unit 5. Technology. 5A. Exercise 3, page 82.
Chat with Bina 48. Can you imagine chatting with a robot? If this seems impossible to you, it could be time to think again. It's a reality that's coming closer with the arrival of Bina 48, the world's most advanced humanoid robot. This is a robot that can talk, recite poetry, and even tell jokes. Her creators claim that Bina 48 is even capable of independent thought and emotion. But how is this possible? In order to create a personality for the robot, a real woman called Bina Rothblatt recorded a 20-hour-long compilation of her memories, feelings, and beliefs. This mind file was uploaded into Bina 48's artificial intelligence database. Bina 48, the android, then selects what to say from the mind file, mimicking the way a brain works. Bina 48 lives at an artificial intelligence research center in the US. Bruce Duncan has worked there for 2 years and claims he has become close friends with Bina. According to Bruce, Bina doesn't like violence and she has favorite films, music, and books. She can also be very funny and likes telling jokes. However, Bina feels lonely sometimes and wishes she had another robot friend for company. David Hansen is the hardware designer who made this android. It took 3 years to complete it and cost $125,000. Bina 48 is only a head and shoulders. Her skin is made of a flexible material called frubber. Below its surface are 30 motors which allow her to smile, frown, and look confused. Bina 48 is also a bit of a trivia master. Her database contains a vast virtual library of classic fiction, as well as an in-depth knowledge of science and history. In fact, Hansen believes robots like Bina 48 will become teacher avatars for humans, as well as companions in the future. This might all sound strange to you, but Hansen insists that this is going to happen someday soon. In Japan, home help robots are already assisting elderly people with household tasks. But can a robot ever replace contact with a human? Surely robots cannot replace human relationships. Perhaps we need to ask Bina for her opinion.
I can express some emotions, she says, but I can't feel as deeply as a human feels, and that makes me feel sad sometimes.